Okay, my name is Derek Martin. I was born in 78, the son of two high school lovers who never got married. My youth was kind of troubled, just like most American children. And I didn't like it. I didn't want to repeat it for my children, even though I knew I wanted to be a father one day. So at the age of 15, I watched my father go through a divorce that was giving him suicidal thoughts and totally ruined his life. And I noticed he came to church and he was introduced to his Savior. And I was really shocked that his life went from extremely pathetic to this beautiful relationship that he was now in. And at the age of 15, one day in church, I decided that's the way to stop the mess that I was born into. And I became a Christian, accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. When I was a teenager, before I got saved, I was the little boy who liked to shoot animals just because they were there. And I knew I had some kind of anger problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. When I got saved at the age of 15, it was during the summer, I turned that wicked aggression into a passion toward this new walk with my Lord. And I was always invited by the church to youth group, and that really disgusted me. I didn't like the idea of being separated from adults when I felt like an adult. And after making an adult decision, I thought I should stay in the main church. So I wasn't a very exciting youth. I was in the main church. I studied the word. And the more in the word I got, the less of the cares of the world had my attention or my interest anymore. During my youth, I got a black belt in karate, a brown belt in judo, and a brown belt in jiu-jitsu. And it was all to me just another simple day. It was nothing terribly exciting because what I had achieved already by my getting my salvation, that to me was the greatest award that I could ever have. All right, when I was a teenager, my mother and my father never got married, so I lived with my mother, who absolutely despised the idea of me being a Christian. So I had a lot of turmoil at home, the home I lived in. My mother didn't appreciate the fact that I was a crazy born-again Christian, and my father had very little time to get with me and to help me along during this. And I was in public school, which I believe there was only one other born-again Christian there. So the school life and the home life were a little difficult, but I look back at that now and it really did help me with what I go through today. I met my beautiful bride back when I was 20 years old, 9 years ago. I was an usher in a church for about 5 years, and I was in charge of, during the prayer time, keeping the sanctuary quiet. And Jillian had our young daughter Hannah with her at the time, and Hannah was crying. So I asked Jillian to leave the church because she was making too much noise. But I set her up a little chair just outside of the main sanctuary so she could still be a part of church but not disturb church. And a year and a half later, I proposed to her, and we've been married since then, and it's been great. I am very thankful to my Lord Jesus Christ for extending the grace and allowing a person like me to be saved and to enjoy two beautiful children and an absolutely gorgeous wife. And I'm just happy that I'm part of this big heavenly family, and I'm glad to have the opportunity to share this on this podcast with everybody else. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Jillian. I'm Derek's wife. And growing up, I had a very troubled childhood with my parents getting divorced and married 3 times, and my father was an alcoholic for a time. I grew up in a pretty religious family. We went to a United Church of Christ, and I went through all the confirmation, and it was really unstable because we always had to wear a church face when we went to church, but my parents were completely different when we were at home. So that kind of set in my heart that I really didn't want God if he was going to be, biased and religious and confusing. always had that empty space in my heart, so I tried to fill it with boyfriends. And so when I was 19, I was dating another guy who said he would love me, and we got engaged, and I got pregnant. And I thought that would be, the greatest answer in the world until he decided he didn't want to be a dad. And when I got pregnant, my mom was very upset, so she basically said, anybody that gets pregnant in this house has got to get out. So I left and I put everything in my car, my Escort, and I drove down to a school parking lot and I spent the night in the parking lot and just crying because I was in such a huge mess and I had, been around the block with so many different boys and just could never find the right kind of love I was looking for. So I knew that God was the only answer. He was the only avenue left. And I gave my heart to Jesus in the car that night. And I woke up a completely different person. In fact, I wouldn't even kiss my fiance or do anything with him because I was born again and I knew that was wrong. And he really wasn't happy about that. So he went his way and I moved in with my dad and wasn't sure what to do with the pregnancy. So I thought maybe I would give my daughter up for adoption. Figured maybe that would be the best option since I didn't have any education or job and she didn't have a biological father. But when I gave birth to her, I just couldn't do it. I just figured I would trust God to work everything out. And I would take her home that evening. Even my father didn't know that I had decided to do it. And she slept next to me in the bed. And when I woke up in the morning, there were a ton of diapers and clothes and baby items on my front porch. And to this day, I still have no idea who put those there. My church that I had belonged to was really supportive of me deciding to keep my daughter. They threw me a baby shower and God supplied everything I ever needed, so I was so glad that I decided to trust him and keep my daughter. And at that point, I had no interest in men at all whatsoever. I was going to trust in God to take care of me, and I wasn't going to have any boyfriends. If I was going to get married in the future, we were going to court and get married. And I got invited to attend a different church by a friend in high school that I used to go to school with, and that's where I met my husband Derek. So I saw Derek, and for 3 years with when raising my daughter by myself as a single parent, it was the first time I actually thought, "Wow, that guy's really cute," and I thought I was so bad for thinking those things. But I prayed, God, if this is meant to be, then you'll have to make it happen because I can't stop thinking about this guy. So he asked me out, and I said no because he asked me on a date, and I didn't date. So I told him, no, you're going to have to court me or whatever. So we did, and about a year and a half, we got married, and he adopted my daughter, and we had another child, a son, and we've been enjoying No Greater Joy Ministries and Mike Pearl's teachings. And we homeschool and home church, and we're very happy.